Mark, another challenge for the reserves this week against a team higher than you in the table this week. It's Bolton, so yeah.
Yeah, it's a side that we've played earlier on in the season. These are the sort of teams that now we want to be beating to get above them in the league. You know, we put up a great performance last week against Jarrah. Very unlucky not to get something out of it. And they're the top team in the division, and there wasn't much between the two sides. So Bolden, be a different type of game, be a different way that we'll play. And we'll give one or two others a game on Saturday who didn't play last week. But yeah, we want 3 points.
Before the game last week, though, you'd won 6 in a row and you'd gone from roughly 14th in the table up to 7th.
We were on a good run, and it's always disappointing when that run gets broken. But you know, if we can do it again now, we've got 5 games remaining. If we can put another 5 wins on the bounce, for example, then we should finish certainly in the top 6-7.
What do you put that good run down to? Are the lads improving all the time?
I think it's a measure of the quality that we've been able to bring in, and also that, yes, some of the lads are improving their game as well, and they've had to keep in the squad. It's so competitive now.
And there's some good players in the squad at the moment who are producing pretty good performances week after week now.
Yeah, I mean, for example, you know, you look at Lee Hume, you know, he came in maybe 2 months ago, was a little bit wary, I think, himself, and he's gradually grown into a role where he's now dominating midfield games, he's picking passes, and he's working really hard, and he's not the only one. You know, plenty of others who have started off shakily, let's say, a bit wary of, are they ready for this level, and they've just blossomed and just gone, you know, moved on and on.
The thing is, though, that the lads have won matches away from home as well as at home. It isn't as if the 3G has turned into an advantage.
I mean, we always thought it would be an advantage because we're able to get the ball down, we're able to play on the ball on the ground. But you're right, you know, we've gone to some tricky places like Redcairn, got a win. We've been to Wolverstone on a very, very heavy pitch, got a win there. Been at Gateshead, got a win there against a big physical side. So yeah, it's not just at home. We're doing well away from home as well. We've only got 2 more away games to go.
And there's plenty of interest as well, isn't it? You had a decent crowd in last week for the game against Jarrah.
It was a good, very good crowd. Obviously, I think there was only 2 games played in the Wearside League, and I think one of the local teams, Richmond, obviously wanted to see how one of their rivals for the title got on, so they did swell the attendance. But with Darlington being away down at Worcester, I think we got one or two more local fans around, and most of the comments we've heard have always been positive. You know, they like the way that we try to play football. It's usually an entertaining game. I think they get value for money.